Dylan, we need higher penalty for companies doing things like running ads excluding American workers. By Ian Hanchett on February 26, 2026. On Thursday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Carl Higbee Frontline, Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division Harmeet Dhillon discussed a settlement by the DOJ with a company over allegations that it used AI-generated ads excluding American workers and said that the current federal maximum penalty for these types of offenses is under $5,000 per ad. Congress could certainly help me do my job by increasing those penalties. Host Carl Higbee asked, "How are you going to police all these AIs, though? These are electronic programs that have no supervision, that evolve in seconds." Dhillon answered, "Well, look, my job is to look at the evidence that comes into us and put a stop to what I see. I'm not omnipotent, and I can't, certainly, deal with every single issue. We try to take aim at the most blatant offenses and then make examples out of those people. Now, I will say that the current federal maximum penalty for these types of offenses is under $5,000 per ad. Congress could certainly help me do my job by increasing those penalties. But we are going to be coming out with some cases that are really going to open people's eyes as to the sneaky and shady methods that employers use to evade our law enforcement. So, I do rely, and welcome the public sending me examples. I don't want your hunches. I want examples and evidence, and we will run with those." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.